hey guys, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. My name's Bobby. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Over the last couple of weeks at Sugar Hill Church, we've been talking about the idea that your story matters. And one of the quotes that I ran across in preparing for the services, but then also for this podcast, was a Mark Twain quote that says this: "The two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why." Let me read that again. The two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. One of the things that happens when you start talking about this idea that your story matters, that your life matters, that how you live matters, is that sometimes it just doesn't feel that way. There's a lot of excuses where people say, well, I don't know enough Bible, so my story doesn't matter. Or I still lose my temper, so my story doesn't matter. Or I'm not a spiritual giant. I don't have great gifts or talents or abilities or whatever those things are. Well, the truth is that any single person can live a life of significance. Any one of us can do that if we ask the right questions. So I want to talk about that a little bit this week. And we hit them yesterday, but I want to go in more depth. The first one is this: what does God want? What does God want? The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8 that Jesus was obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Ultimately, Jesus was obedient to the Father's desires. Now, we live in a culture that says you can do whatever you want to. We live in this culture that says whatever your plans are, whatever everybody else does is fine. But the truth is, a life that really has significance starts with this open-handed question. And what I mean by open-handed is instead of clutching to our desires and clutching to our stuff and clutching to the worldly things, that we would open our hands and say, God, here I am. I've got this posture of openness to you. God, what do you want for my life? And you begin to fill in that blank for whatever stage you're in. God, what do you want for my marriage? God, what do you want for my career? God, what do you want for my dating? God, what do you want for my retirement? That we would take whatever age or stage we're at, and we would allow that to be the question. God, what do you want? Even God, what do you want for the kind of house that I buy? God, what do you want for the kind of things that I do on the weekend? God, what do you want from every single area? The thing that fights against this so much really is comparison. What happens with comparison is we judge our life against some unattainable goal. We look at social media, we look at the people around us, and we think, man, my life would be better if I was like them, if I had their job, if I had their income, if I had their vacations, and we start looking at them instead of to God, and comparison begins to rip apart that question of what does God want, and we begin to say, how can I be like them? So one of the things about asking what does God want is it opens our lives up to the possibility that God could use us. See, the truth is God doesn't have to bless us. He doesn't. He doesn't have to bless us because of where we grew up. He doesn't have to bless us because we try harder. He doesn't have to bless us because we give money on the weekends to the church. The blessing of God actually lies on people, on individuals, on families, on churches, on organizations that are committed to what he wants. This is how Jesus lived his life. Even as a 12-year-old, when they lost Jesus, they found him at the temple, and Jesus said, did you not know I had to be about my Father's business? Even as a middle schooler, his life answered that question, God, what do you want? And then when he started his public ministry, the Bible says he was led into the desert where for 40 days and 40 nights he fought against Satan himself. And every time Satan would try to tempt him, every time Satan would try to get him to do something outside of God's will, Jesus would respond, I can't do that. I can't go to that place. Why? Because it's not the will of the one that sent me. Even in his ministry, Jesus would say to his disciples, I must go to the cross. I must lay down my life. And the disciples would push back. They would say, you can't do that. We would go to the cross for you. And Jesus would say, it's the will of the one that sent me. Jesus's life answered that one big question. God, what do you want? God blesses those people who care about what he cares about. So today on the podcast, I want to encourage you. Would you turn off your device? Would you pull out a piece of paper? Would you just pull out some place that you can jot some notes and begin to ask this question, God, what do you want? And then would you pray? And would you be silent just for a few moments and allow God to begin to breathe over you what his desires are? Well, hey, that's all the time we have for today. But I look forward to this week, and I look forward to us walking through this content about a story that actually matters. And I want to go ahead and give you a heads up. This Sunday is going to be unbelievable. Pastor Chuck, our lead pastor, is going to be back with a wonderful message. And so I want to encourage you, make plans now to join us this Sunday morning at 9:30, 11. And if there's any week to invite your friend, this would be a fantastic week to do so. Now, obviously, if you don't live here in the Atlanta area, you can join us online just by visiting live.sugarhill.church. Again, that's just live.sugarhill.church. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you.